Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 11th. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 66:18. Outwardly, Jenna was dusting the coffee table, but inwardly she was stewing. She could think of at least 50 other things she would rather do than clean the house for company. A new family from the church was coming over for supper, and her mother had given each of the children a task to help prepare the house. Not only did Jenna dislike having extra work, but she also dreaded eating lasagna again, her mother's favorite dish to make whenever company came. Furthermore, the children in the new family were all under school age, and Jenna was not looking forward to babysitting them after dinner while the adults talked. Nothing about the plans for the evening appealed to her. The more she thought about it, the more her resentment grew. Why didn't her mother consider what Jenna wanted? Why shouldn't her mother do all the cooking and cleaning, since she was the one who wanted to have company in the first place? Stepping into the living room, Jenna's mother glanced around and smiled approvingly. "That looks much better, honey. Thanks for your help." Suddenly, Jenna felt ashamed. She realized that her mother had no idea what she had been thinking. She had fooled her mother, but Jenna knew that her attitude was not right. It's sometimes easy to hide from others what's going on in our hearts. We can act as though everything is okay and pretend to be sweet, obedient Christians. Still, the secret sins of our heart cause our fellowship with God to be broken. God does not want our service if our attitude is not right. Psalm 19:12b says, "Cleanse thou me from secret faults." What kind of attitude do you have when it comes to serving God? A holy heart is much more valuable to God than busy hands. God will accept our acts of service only if our hearts are right toward Him. Am I serving the Lord out of love for Him or for some other reason? Am I trying to fool others or myself, or am I genuinely trying to please God from my heart? If I need to change my attitude to one that will glorify God, how should I do that? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 11th.